Baruch on them. Thursday night, Arle Yudalid Marcheshvan. Sorry about that. What? What? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fresh ground flour that was mixed with water and put into an oven, and now you're taking it into an oven. And so, Yesh Omrim, the Hameriach Bepascham, Yesh Lo Levorech Shenosan, Reyach Tov Bepas. That's the Nusach HaLebracha. When you have a food and it gives off a good smell, so you make a bracha. Now, the Lashon HaMishra is, Kamo Bashar Perish Omdim Lachila Yesh Lam Reyach. And the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah is very instructive and very important. He says, Shemavarech Aleihem Kishenotel Osom Kedei Lahariach Bahem. If you take them in order to smell them. So what's that all about? So Hatzayun, he says, Tigdakti B'Lashon Zeh. I Davka wrote it that way, that the Shah only starts if you take it in order to smell. Lafuke, if you go into the house and it smells good, you smell the reich of the pas, or chuli alma, you don't make a bracha. Because that's not considered, it's lav l'reich avida. One of the yesodas of besamim is that for the hanoh, making a bracha on the hanoh of besamim, it has to be made for reich. Maybe you can make a case where in a bakery, it's made l'hariach maybe in order to lure customers, but certainly in the house it's not made l'hariach. But when you take it, says the Shar HaTzion, when you take it kedei l'hariach, that devolves upon it that it's called Asui L'Hariach, because you did a Maisa, you took it in order to be Meiriach it. There's Nagea with Basamim too, especially Matzah Shabbos, is Nagea. Sometimes if you're stuck, you can't just smell something that smells good, but if you take it in order to smell, that's okay. But anyway, but still some say that you don't make a bracha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says such a lashon, and he explains himself in the Shar HaTzion. But the Ramah goes on to say, V'yeshomim de'elav arichalav, that it's not a reyach chashav, it's too inconsequential. That's what he says, it's whatever that means, it's too inconsequential, that's what I would explain it. V'lachayneim l'hariach bo, that's the ma'isa, that's what you have to do. Yerei Shemayim, I'll call it, would refrain from smelling it, because the shayla if you should make a bracha or not. Mishnah Berurah paskins in meiriach, I guess if you can't control yourself, because you have to take it in order to smell. So meiriach doesn't mean if you smell the bal karchach, but it means you took it to smell. So, the bottom line is ein mevarich olav. You don't make the bracha. I guess something about the flahakel, if no other reason. But the Ramah says ein lahariach bo. Control yourself. Don't do it. It's a shayla. Okay. We're learning now Chavis HaLavas, and we're starting, actually, he talked about the Eitz Sahara at the end of Perek Dalet and Shai Yichud HaMaisa, because he was thinking about the Eitz Sahara's being the block of having Yichud HaMaisa. The Eitz Sahara tries this tactic, that tactic. And now Perek Hay starts a very analytical Perek where he teaches us the ways of the Eitz Sahara. But it really is what we're doing here, because it doesn't have anything to do directly with Yichud HaMaisa, but it's a sort of a continuation of Perek Dalet, where he's talked about the Eitz Sahara being a specific obstacle to Yichud HaMaisa. V'reisi l'vor l'chom en inyan hazeh, so I want to explain, says the Chavis HaLavas, Dimyonim Yoru, Dimyonimir means fantasy, that's what the Yetzer Hara tries to talk you into things that are not real. Yoru al mashal al zachartim am, things I didn't talk about. I just talked about specific attacks of the Yetzer Hara on Yichud HaMaisa, but now I want to talk about all the things the Yetzer Hara does. Yidesh Yizaru mam b'nei Yodam, so that people should be careful from them. He levavam shalem leilokim. Shema shenemar achacham yishma achacham yosef lekach v'novon tachbulos yikneh. Vuh she'omar, and now he goes, says a very, very famous sentence, that's quoted by tens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of Sforim. Ben Adam Roy L'chol Adas, you should realize, Ki Asoni HaGadol Sheikh L'chol Ba'olam, your biggest enemy, who Yitzchak is the Yitzchak Hara. You think he's your friend, he wants good things for you, he wants you to have pleasure, he wants you to enjoy, and really he is your biggest enemy. HaNimsach, who is intertwined, very, very difficult, B'chochos Nafshecha, he's intertwined in your own teva. So you don't think it's the Yetzer Hara, you think it's you. So it's mixed in. Nimsach means interwoven. B'kochos Nafshecha. V'hamu'urav, he's mixed in. The Nezek Ruchacha in your very nature, in your very personality. V'hamishtatef Imcha, he's with you. You don't recognize him really as a separate entity, a devil with horns and a tail and a pitchfork. It's all you. You know, you say, I'm making a decision. This is what I want to do. Amishtatef imcha b'hanhogas chushecha hagufniyim v'aruchniyim hamoshel. He governs b'sodos nafshecha. He knows everything about you. He knows your innermost secrets better than the best therapist. He knows what's really deep down in your mind, in your sub-mind, in your sub-sub-mind, utzfun chubecha, ba'al atzoscha, he gives you etzos, b'chol tenu osecha, haniros v'hanistorov shetiyena b'rtzoncha, you think you want to do that, and really it's an outside force that's tempting you. Orev, he is ambush, l'fatos p'siosecha, v'ato yoshen lo, you're unaware of him, who erloch, but he is very conscious of you. It's a force that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and he is there, and he is always conscious of you. You're not conscious of him because you don't see him as a specific force or entity, but he is very conscious of you. Vata Mesalei Mimenu, you go about your life, but who ain't a Mesalei Mimucha? He doesn't stop for a second. You think he's your best friend. He's your jewelry, your best friend. And he's v'nichnas b'chlal ne'emonocha v'anshi atzoscha. He gives you etzos, what to do. He helps you. You think of this force as you. You think of it as something that's interested in your welfare, trying to get you good things in life. Usgulas ohavecha, rotzel ritzoncha, he wants to help you out. Panira, b'mirim izoso, b'kritzoso, b'humore, oscha, and really he's shooting arrows at you. He's trying to kill you. He's trying to bring you down. And when you wake up and realize it, it's too late. It's like, that's very, very stark mashal. And, b'chitzecha, m'mizum, l'sharechcha, meretz chayim, k'meshom, rakosu, b'mizhin yonu kach, like a friend that's, you think he means well, but really he's shooting at you. So, we'll stop here.